I only have three left. I have to figure out what to do after that, I guess. We'll figure it out. Amir Tzashem. Okay. Hadrachos of Al Shem Tov, number 8. Ches. Kol ha'adam b'fnei atzmo hu Torah shleima ruchanis. Every single Jew, every single person on his own is an entire Sefer Torah. A whole world of Torah. Every one of us is a Torah shleima ruchanis. Now I'm going to focus on that aspect of us being one with the Torah. That you are a Sefer Torah. Every one of us is a Sefer Torah. Every one of us is a whole, not just a short Dvar Torah. We're a very long, intricate, lumdish, deep, secretive Dvar Torah. So every Jew on his own is a whole sugya of Ruchnias. Achim holich v'derach Hashem nislab shabo kefi madre gaso. And if he walks in the ways of Hashem, so the sugya will evolve in accordance with his madrega. Now, what do you think it means? A person is a Torah shleima ruchanis. A person is a whole sefer Torah. And if he walks with Hashem, we'll figure out the sugya. We'll work through his sugya lefi madregaso. Some people are Rashi. Some people are Tosfos. If you're fancy, you're a Chaim Brisker. What does it mean? Every person is a whole sefer Torah, a whole sugya in ruchnias, which will express itself in accordance with the person's madrega. Okay, so let's talk, Chavra, let's talk. Let's try to learn through this inyan. How much of a Torah is each person? Every yid has a shaychus to Torah, that much we know. We say at the end of every Shemona Esrei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, we want to build the Beis HaMikdash, and we daven v'sein chalkenu b'sor asecha. Hashem, grant us our chelek in Torah. It's actually a phrase we see even in Chazal and Pirkei Avos in the fifth parak. It's a funny place that it appears very suddenly, as Yehuda ben Tema is describing different character traits. You should be fierce like a leopard, and you should be light like an eagle, and you should be swift like a deer, strong like a lion. And then Pirkei Avos blurts out, Yehira tzon b'lfanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, please help us, and it's our hope, Hashem, that you should rebuild your city, not just build the Beis HaMikdash, but the entire city of Yerushalayim, B'meher B'yameinu, V'sein Chalkeinu B'sor Asecha. And you should grant us our portion in Torah. What's the connection between the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, or the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and our Chelek in Torah? Good question, not for now. But it sounds from these tefillos, right? One in Chazal, one at the end of our Shemona Esrei, and it's incorporated into many of our tefillos, this notion of V'sein Chalkeinu B'sor Asecha, give us our portion in Torah, that every Jew is a chelek in Torah. Every Jew is a chelek in Torah. So what's your chelek in Torah? What's your chelek in Torah? Your favorite sefer? That's your chelek in Torah. What makes someone's chelek in Torah? The area of learning that you're most attracted to. The area that you're best at. Maybe it's not about learning. Maybe it's just about Torah. Right? Maybe your favorite mitzvah. Is that your chelek in Torah? What does it mean to have a chelek in Torah? Aren't we all responsible for the entire Torah? We all want to learn the whole Torah. We want to live the whole Torah. What is Sein Chalkeinu B'sor Asecha? So, Chavra, let's start off by assigning to each of us a letter. Every Jew has a letter in Torah. It's a concept that you've heard before. The Megala Amukos in the late 1500s, early 1600s, was Megala such a Yesod, such a Sod and a Yesod in the world, that Yisrael, our name, Yisrael, we're not called Bnei Avram, we're not called Bnei Yitzchak, we're not even really called Bnei Yaakov, we're called Bnei Yisrael. The name Yisrael alludes to the fact, it hints, it's Rashi Tevos, Yesh, Shishim, Ribo, 100,000 letters to the Torah. Okay, ready? Let's take a test on this Megala Mukos. How many letters are there in the Torah? That's your question, right? Because there's actually 304,805 letters in the Torah. 304,805 is the magic number. So what's the Megala Mukos talking about? So again, not for now. That's a whole shir. There's many, many different answers to how you turn our Torah, which is about half of 600,000, into 600,000. But this is the tradition. Yesh, Shishim, Ribo, Osios, LaTorah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. What does the number 600,000 remind us of? Well, when Bnei Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, the Torah tells us that as we went from Ramses to Sukkos, we were approximately Kishesh Meos Elef Ragle HaGvarim Levad Me'ataf. We were about 600,000 men strong, Kishesh, approximately 600,000 men, in addition to the children. 600,000 is a number that represents Klal Yisrael. So just like there are 600,000 Jews, now you'll say, what do you mean? in the world today, Baruch Hashem, there's 15 million Jews. True. But on the level of soul, this is a deep idea, because a soul is also not a simple organism. A soul is a complex being made up of many layers. But there are 600,000 primary souls to the Jewish people. Which means we probably, if there are 15 million Jews, I guess we're not, none of us are a complete soul. We're all parts of a soul. 600,000 letters in the Torah, 600,000 essential Jewish souls alluded to in this pasuk, 600,000 Jews came out of Mitzrayim on the way to Har Sinai. Later in Chumash Bamidbar, we get into 603, 550, other numbers that are about 600,000. That's the adult males of Klal Yisrael, 600,000. Okay, 600,000 Jews. 600,000 Jews. So I guess that means that every Jew, so to speak, has a letter. 600,000 letters in the Torah. 600,000 Jewish souls. I guess it's fair to say, Reb Joey, good to see you. Long time no see.
Good to see you, Rob.
What a schuss. Wow, thanks for being here. Well, I made my night.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. It's great to have you as part back in the Chevra. So 600,000 letters in the Torah, 600,000 what? 600,000 Jewish souls. Every person is a letter. Anyone know their letter? Anyone know what's your letter in the Torah? Did you figure it out? Where is your letter in the Torah? What pasuk in the Torah do you find your name, your essence, your some connection, some soulful connection? V'sein chalkenu b'sora secha? Hard to know. But this idea of 600,000 again represents sort of the essential Klal Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara says in Brachos, if you see Uchlusa Yisrael, if you see the multitudes of Israel, you make a special bracha, Baruch Chacham Harazim. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Chacham Harazim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the knower and the master of secrets. Hashem knows the secrets of every soul. What is considered a multitude of Jews, Rashi says, 600. Give me my portion. I don't have the whole Torah. None of us represent the entire Torah. Each of us represents a particular letter in the Torah. Now, however, you laugh at the thought of, you know, when I ask you, like, what is your letter in the Torah? Again, you may feel connected to a particular type of Torah. You may think, you know, maybe my bar mitzvah parsha is somehow connected to my soul. Could be. Did Klal Yisrael ever know, at any point, did the Jewish people know which letter they represented? So I'll tell you something unbelievable that's brought in the Aruga Sabosim. The Aruga Sabosim, Rav Moshe Greenwald, the Rav of Chust, he says that when the Jews stood at Har Sinai, every Jew knew exactly which letter he was. Whether you were the Beis of Bereshis, or the Reish of Bereshis, or the Aleph of Bereshis, every single Jew at Har Sinai knew exactly which letter in Torah he was. The Pasuk says in Parshas Yisro, source number 7, V'chol ha'am ro'am v'sakolos v'salapidim v'skol ha'shofar v'sahar ha'shein v'ayar ha'am, the people saw, v'ayanu, and they trembled, v'ayamdu me'rachok, and they stood from a distance. Very intense, the imagery of Har Sinai. Writes the Aruga Sabosim in Parshas Yisro, one of the most awesome Divrei Torah, the Jewish people looked up as the heavens opened up. Atarei Saladaski Hashem Ulokim. The Shemayim was open at Har Sinai. Rashi says the seven heavens opened up. And what did they see? What did they see? The Shechina? What did they see? They saw the Torah. They saw the Torah in Shemayim. He writes here in source number 8 in the first line. When the heavens opened up, they saw the Torah Ksuva Be'esh Chora Al Gabe Esh Levana. They saw the Torah at its root. Black fire upon white fire, whatever that even means, like our black letters on our white parchment. V'chol echad ve'echad hikir shoresh nishmaso. Wow. And every Jew saw himself in the Torah. He saw his place. V'shoresh nishmaso shachadero. And he also knew where his chavrusa's letter was. His neighbor. His sibling. His spouse. He found someone else in the Torah. He found someone else's letter in the Torah. He found his friend's place in the Torah. Be'ez os hu merumaz u'machuvan. Where is his friend found in the Torah? And when the Jews realized in that moment that I am the physical embodiment of that letter in Torah, you know what they did? The Jewish people lined up and they spelled out a Sefer Torah. Every Jew took his place at Har Sinai. Hisyatzvu lamata, they gathered below, they organized themselves below. Sheyu michuvanim mamish kefi mashenitztarfu osios lamala. They spelled out a Sefer Torah. If you were the Beis of Reishis, you stood in your place, and you found the Reish, and the Reish stood next to you. And the Jewish people spelled out. I always say this was like the greatest Chumash play. You know, like at a Chumash play, sometimes the kids like spell out Shema Yisrael. They like hold up a Pasuk, Torah, Tziv Alonu Moshe. Every kid holds up a letter. Where do Klal Yisrael get such an idea from? Har Sinai. At Har Sinai, every Jew knew his letter and found his place. Says the Aruga Sabos, that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. V'chola Am Roa Mesakolos. They saw the Kolos. They looked up and they saw. Vayar Ha'am, Vayanu V'yamdu Merachok. What does it mean? Until now, everyone was just standing at Har Sinai, wherever you kind of ended up. But when they looked up, and Hashem revealed Himself at Har Sinai, by Kabbalah Satorah, and they saw the heavens open, when they saw the Torah arranged, for the first time, they saw all the letters of the Torah, and there was such a clarity at Har Sinai, they saw themselves in the Torah. Gamheim ra'u, they saw, vayanu v'yamdu merachok. They set themselves up, they organize themselves, they arrange themselves in accordance with the Torah on high. So chavre, every one of us is a letter. We have to believe it in a very, very real way. At Har Sinai we became, and obviously what this means is, right, the same way, and the Ur Gedaliah talks about this in his writings on, I think, Parshas Bamidbar, also maybe by Shavuos, that the same way that if a Sefer Torah is missing a letter, if God forbid one Jew is not representing his letter properly, the same way that if a Sefer Torah is missing a letter, a Sefer Torah is puzzle. So God forbid, Donnie, what happens if one Jew, Chas v'Shalom, one Yid, if one Jew doesn't take his place, so to speak, in the Torah that is Klal Yisrael, then Klal Yisrael is puzzle. The Klal Yisrael is ruined. We need every Jew to take his place, to find his letter. V'sein chalkenu b'sorasecha. Moshe Rabbeinu looks at Klal Yisrael. He gathers together Klal Yisrael in Parshas Vayakel. Vayakel Moshe's kol adas b'nei Yisrael. This is Moshe Rabbeinu coming down the mountain. Right, Lucho Shnio, as Moshe gathers together Klal Yisrael. Vayomer aleihem eila hadvarim asher tziva Hashem. These are the words that Hashem commanded, and Moshe begins to teach Klal Yisrael. The Baal Shem Tov's Heilige grandson, Rav Baruch of Mezhbush, in the Butzina de Nahor on Parshas Vayakel, says, there's another way to read the Pasuk. Vayakel Moshe's kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Moshe gathered together the Jewish people. Vayomer aleihem, and he said about them. He looked at them and he said, hey, look, you guys are a Torah. Eila hadvarim, you. Not I'm going to teach you Torah. Eila, you. The collective you. Eila hadvarim asher tziva Hashem. You are the Sefer Torah that Hashem has commanded. Says the Rav Baruch of Mezhbush, ki yesh samach riboy osios la-Torah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. There are 600,000 nefashos Yisrael, 600,000 souls. V'chol echad mi Yisrael nafshu achuza ba'os achas be'atorah. Every one letter in the Torah. And therefore, when we all unite in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chalalusam heim shleimas ha-Torah, when all the Jews are together, when we find a way to help those Jews who don't even know they're Jewish, Rachman al-Tzlan, in the world today, or Jews who know they're Jewish but could care less about Torah, when we light up their letter, speak, then the Torah is complete once again. And that's what Moshe said to Klal Yisrael. Vayom Moshe's kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Moshe brought together Klal Yisrael. Yomer aleihem eila hadvar mesher tziva Hashem. Perish, klalus nefashos Yisrael, hu hadavar ba'atzmo asher tziva Hashem. When you Jews come together and form a Sefer Torah, that's exactly what Hashem commanded. Sheheima ba'atzmo hu shleimas haTorah. You are the entirety of the Torah. So now, let's go back to what we started with. What did the Baal Shem Tov say? The Baal Shem Tov started off by telling us that kol adam b'fnei atzmo hu Torah shleima ruchanis. Every Jew is a whole Torah. What are we learning so far? True or not true? A little bit not true. Every Jew is a letter in the Torah. And of course, every letter has to work with the other letters to come together to form a Sefer Torah. But at this point, we've limited each Yid to a single letter. We haven't said that you're an entire Sefer Torah. But the Baal Shem Tov said, no, you're an entire Sefer Torah. So, Chavre, how do we learn that? And is that something that is machazek us? Is that something that puts pressure on us? Is that something only for the greatest tzaddikim? The Baal Shem Tov obviously was speaking to every member of Klal Yisrael. So I just showed you some very holy svarim, including the Baal Shem Tov's grandson, the Arugas Habosam, the Heilige Megala Mukos from Krakow, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, who said, you're a letter, and it's a very important letter, know your place, etc. But Chavre, how do we go from becoming a letter to becoming an entire Sefer Torah? So the Sfas Emes writes in Parshas Naso, Toras Hashem Tamima. What does that mean? You know the pasuk, David Melech. Torah Hashem Temima. Hashem's Torah is perfect, complete. How do you want to translate Temima? Ashi, what kind of tea do you have? What flavor?
It's passion tea.
Passion tea. Okay, I have peppermint. L'chaim. No. What does it mean? Torah Hashem Temima. Torah Hashem Temima. Hashem's Torah is perfect. Hashem's Torah is complete. Explains the Sfas Emes. Perish Tmima Shlemus. Hashem's Torah is perfectly complete. What does it mean that Hashem's Torah is perfectly complete? That means if our eyes were deep enough and you looked at any letter under a microscope, under a Torah microscope, what would you see? Ami, what would you see? What would you see if you looked under a Torah microscope? If you looked deep enough into any one letter, you know what you would see? You'd see the entire Torah. If you look deep, Donnie, who's your buddy over there? Is that a sibling? Who is that?
Reb Josh Weiss.
Shlita, Shalom Aleichem, Reb Josh. So happy you're joining us. So Reb Josh, you hear this Torah from the Sfas Emes? It's unbelievable. The Sfas Emes says that the Torah is complete. Doesn't mean that the whole Torah, as the whole Torah is complete. That means every bit of Torah is absolutely shalim. That means if your eyes were deep enough, you could look at the Beis of Bereshis and you could see the whole Torah. You look at the Reish of Bereshis, you could see the whole Torah. From the Beis to the Lamed, the last letter of the Torah, you could see it all. If you were able to put it under a Torah microscope, you could see the whole thing. It says the Sfas Emes, Sheyesh b'chol os hakol. Sfas Emes says every letter contains the whole story. Now we're getting somewhere. Because the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh told us that every Jew is a complete Sefer Torah. But all the Tzaddikim are telling us, you're a letter in the Sefer Torah. Yeah, but if you understood that letter deep enough, if you studied that letter, the sugya of that letter, in the deepest way, you would see within it the entire Sefer Torah. Because within every single letter is the entire Sefer Torah. In other words, you could say, and this is how the Sfas Emes is saying it, you have one letter. It's true. Ein Hachanami, you have one letter. Every one of us has one letter. But through that letter, a person, again, with deep eyes, could come to recognize the entirety of the Sefer Torah. That's one way to say it. Here's a different way to say it. Going from the Sfas Emes in Tafresh Nun Hei, when he said this, what year would that be? 1895. Going back now to the 1600s. What pasuk is the middle pasuk of the Torah? The Gemara says in Maseches Kedushin Daf Lamed, this pasuk in Parsha Shmini. Ve'asi'ir achatas darosh darash Moshe v'hinei saraf. When it describes the death of Aaron's children, and now they have these karbanos, they're not sure what to do with them, should they burn them, should they eat them? The Gemara tells us that the words darosh darash represents the middle of the Torah. V'hinei soraf. Moshe tried to inquire what happened to the karbanos, and he found out they were soraf, they were burnt. Explains the Magala Mukos, again, the Halakha Magala Mukos from Krakow. He says that this word soraf alludes to what? Soraf is Rashi Tevos, Shishim Ribo Partsufim, or maybe Shishim Ribo Pshatim. And he writes, like we said before, there are 600,000 letters to the Torah. However, every single letter, V'chein yesh l'chol os b'Torah, gam kein Shishim Ribo Partsufim, Shishim Ribo Pshatim. Every letter can be understood 600,000 ways. Have you hear how it's a little bit different than the Sfas Emes? Sfas Emes is saying that Daniel has one letter. And whatever that letter is, somewhere in the Torah. Somewhere in all the letters of the Torah, those 300,000 plus letters, he has a letter. He has a letter. And the Sfas Emes says, but if he studies that letter deep, he studies his own neshama deep, he'll come to see within himself a full Sefer Torah. The Megala Muko says, no. Every letter has a pshat according to every soul. So there's a way to learn the letter Beis of Bereshis Lefi Dovi, and there's a way to learn the letter of Beis of Bereshis Lefi Yoni Mintz, and there's a way to learn each letter in 600,000 different ways. And therefore, in a certain sense, every Jew is what? Every Jew is connected in that way to every single letter in Torah. Now again, it sounds like we're making things deeper and better for ourselves, right? You're not just a letter. You're a whole Torah. Your letter has access to the whole Torah, or maybe you can learn each letter of Torah in accordance with your soul. Okay. Let's see it one more way. And then we'll start to ask ourselves, is this helping us? Because I don't feel like I'm such a big person. I don't know. I don't feel like I'm I'm called a Torah Kula. Tzadikim, the Gemara says, how foolish are people, the Gemara Makos, how foolish are people that they stand up for a Sefer Torah, but they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Right? Makos Daf Chav Beis. How foolish, you stand for the Sefer Torah, the physical book, you stand for the book, but you don't stand for the living embodiment of the book. Right? So a Tzadik can become, a Talmud Chacham can become a full Sefer Torah. Halavai should be one little letter. But the Tzaddikim were telling us, the Baal Shem Tov has started us off tonight by saying, no, you are a full Sefer Torah. Maybe you have to work through that little opening of your letter to find your way out into the entire Torah. But you have to believe you're a whole story, you're the full story of the Torah. When Hashem looked in the Torah and created the world, He looked into your soul and created the entire world. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. Right? I'm the whole world, I'm the whole Sefer Torah. We have to all believe that in our heart and soul. The Chida, the great Sfardi Gon, the great Sfardi Chacham from the 18th century. The Chida wrote a Sefer that I love very much. It's called Midbar Kademos. And it's arranged alphabetically. These short little entries, every one of them is wild, is deep, is unbelievable. It's like an encyclopedia of just awesome ideas, amazing ideas. So he writes on one of his entries for the letter Tuf, for the word Torah, he writes the following. Da, you should know. Sha'atora yeshishim ribo perushim kafi apshat. What do we just learn in the Megala Mukos? That the Torah has 600,000, every letter has 600,000 interpretations. But says the Chida, every letter has 600,000 interpretations according to the pshat. And guess what? Kenegdam yeshishim ribo ba'agada. Every letter has 600,000 interpretations. Lefi, the Medrash, right? There's Rashi says, I sometimes say Pshat, I sometimes explain the Medrash. And guess what, Chevra? Every one of those letters, and you are one of those letters, and maybe you're all of those letters in some way, Kamo Kain Shishim Ribo B'Kabbalah. There's a Kabbalistic way to learn every letter. Ukiyotze Bezeh B'Chol Chalkei HaTorah. And every letter of the Torah operates on many different dimensions. Ve'ein Lecha Neshama She'ena Klula Mekulam. And there's no Jewish soul that is not a combination of all of them. So how's your day, Chevra? Was today a Pshat day? Was today a Remez day? Was today the day when you take your Sefer Torah to the sofer because your letter's a little bit scratched out? What was it? And the answer is, we're all a combination of all those things. Some days I'm Pasha Pshat. Some days I'm Pasha Pshat. Some days I'm a little deeper. I'm a Remez. Some days I'm Drash. Some days I'm Sod. I'm Kabbalah. I'm Chassidus. I'm Pnimius HaTorah. Sometimes I'm like a bad English translation of Torah. We're all different types of Torah. But that's what the Baal Shem Tov is saying. The Baal Shem Tov came to a Jew who said to himself, I don't even know if I'm a letter in Torah. The Baal Shem Tov says, maybe on the surface right now, you hardly even look like a letter. But if you learn your letter deep, you'll see that not only are you a letter in Torah, you're the Pshat of Torah, you're the Remez of Torah, you're the Drash of Torah, you're the Sod of Torah, according to the layers, the levels of your soul. And not only that, you're not only one letter, you're the entire Torah. And if you learn yourself well, you'll access the entire story. And Hashem looked at you when He created the world. But sometimes we're a big mix. And sometimes it's hard to identify. Sometimes we're not sure which way we're feeling, right? Sometimes we think that we're really connected. And Hashem says, nah, you think you're so deep, but you're not so deep. And sometimes you think, I just did a pashut little mitzvah. And Hashem says, what do you mean? You unlocked a secret today. Right? We're a big mix of things. In this week's Parsha, Mamish in this week's Parsha, Lod and Avraham part ways. Right? Avraham is told by Hashem, Lech lecha me'artzocha, go to Eretz Yisrael. He comes to Eretz Yisrael. What happens? There's a famine. He goes to Mitzrayim. What happens in Mitzrayim? His wife gets kidnapped. Finally, he gets out of Mitzrayim. He's traveling onward. And things are getting a little bit rough with Lot. And Avraham says, Lot, this is not working out. Too much fighting. We gotta part ways. You go to the right, I'll go to the left. You go to the left, I'll go to the right. Whatever you want, go wherever you want. We're splitting up. Says the pasuk in Source 14, Vayisa Lot es Einav, Lot lifted up his eyes. Vayar es Kikar HaYarden, Mamish, this week's parsha, Lot saw the Kikar HaYarden. What did he see? Ki chula mashke lefnei shaches Hashem es Sodom ves Amora. Before this plot of land was destroyed, Lot saw that Sodom was beautiful. Beautiful pasture. Lot's a shepherd. This seems like a good place to go. Kula mashke, lots of water. That's a great place to raise your sheep. Lush lands, right? There's water and the land is well watered. Everything is provided for. Kigan Hashem Ke'aretz Mitzrayim Bo'ach HaTzohar. He looks at, this is where I want to be. This is a beautiful land, right? Friends, let me ask you, why did Lot moved to Sodom. Why did Lot set up shop in Sodom? It was good for his sheep. It was good for his business. That's the pashup shot in the pasuk. Comes along Rashi, come along Chazal, and Chazal say, no, that's not really why he moved to Sodom. You know why he moved to Sodom? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky quotes it in this week's parsha, the Emes LeYaakov. Quotes Rashi, Medrash Agada, Dorsha Lignai. Nah, don't be fooled by Lot. You think he moved to Sodom because of the lush pastures? That's not it. You know why he moved to Sodom? Sodom was the Las Vegas of the times. And that's what Lot was really interested in. Ashahayu Shtufei Zima was a party town. It was a place that was full of znus. And therefore Lot says, hey, that's my kind of chevra. Bachar lo Lot b'shchunasa. Lot said, I'm looking for a good time. And Lot went to Sodom. And it's based on a Gemara in Horios, perhaps. Asks Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Levrach, I don't understand. Why do you have to pick on Lot? Chevra, anyone else have this question in Torah sometimes? Like, I think the best example is probably Bilam. Yeah? Is Bilam a good guy or a bad guy? In the eyes of Chazal, he's horrible. He's the worst. But you read the Pesukim, he's a big tzaddik. Whatever Hashem tells me, I'll do. I can't curse Klal Yisrael. He mamish talks the talk. And yet Chazal make him into such a pervert that he's being intimate with his own donkey. So why do Chazal have to reveal these dark secrets of the soul? Leave him alone. Why are we picking on Lot? The Pasuk said, Hashem wrote in the Torah, Lot moved to Sodom because it was a good place to live. It was a prosperous land. Why do Chazal need to make it into this devious behavior of Lot? It's a darsha l'gnai. L'chora t'mua. Ma ra'u Chazal l'gave v'alot. It means to pile. Why did they pile on Lot? Dvarim shalo nemru alav. Things that were never said about Lot. The Pasuk told us he moved there because the land was good. Explains Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, who was a master of the spirit. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, who in the Rosh Yeshiva of his generation, which was not that long ago, needed someone to consult, they went to Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov was a person who was very in tune with human psychology, the human spirit. And Rav Yaakov said, you know why Chazal revealed to us that Lot also moved to Sodom for this other reason? Because sometimes a heart has different feelings, different emotions, different reasons why a person acts in a certain way. V'hu gam hashkafa klalis l'kama parasha satorah. Says Rav Yaakov, let me explain to you something that you can apply to many stories in the Torah. Ki kamo shiyesh b'torah pardes. Just like when a person learns Torah, there's pshat, and there's remez, and there's drush, and there's sod, there's layers of Torah. Kamo kein yesh ba'adam pardes. So too, within a person, there's a pardes, there's an orchard, there's lots of different things sprouting. There's a pshat of a person. Maybe in Lot's mind, he said to himself, in his conscious, he said to himself, I'm moving to Sodom because the land is good. But Chazal, who tap into the subconscious, Chazal look into the heart of Lot and they say, no, there's something deeper going on here. That's not the only reason you're moving to Sodom. How often in life do we convince ourselves that I'm doing this for some altruistic reason? But really, nah, that's not the real pshat. That's not why you're doing it. One of my friends years ago, I remember many, many years ago, I was in Morasha Kolel on summer. And I was learning, I had a friend who was a counselor that summer in Camp Morasha. And he used to come to the Kolel and we learned Pirkei Avos together. So he once said a pshat in Pirkei Avos. What does it say in Pirkei Avos? It says, what's the lashon of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? Hold on, let me get this right. I wasn't planning on saying this var, but it just popped in my head. How's it go? Let me pull it up for a second. I don't remember the exact lashon. What is it? Yeah, I think he said it on Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. What's that controversial Mishnah? Al tar besicha meisha. Don't speak too much to women. Okay, it's a hard Mishnah to understand. What's it talking about? Right, what's so bad to speaking to women? Okay. Chazal have various interpretations of that. But the first part of that Mishnah, it says that what? It says that you should make people very welcome in your home. You should invite people in. Let aniyim be b'nei beisecha. Right? Let poor people be part of your home. Yi beischa psuach l'rvacha. Let your house be open wide. Right? Chazal also say a person should be involved in teaching Torah to others. So my friend said to me, he said, you know, sometimes people, they pretend that they're going into Kiruv, right? They pretend that they're involved in communal work, Jewish communal work, right? They get involved with whatever, some type of co-ed organization, right? And on the surface, they think that I'm doing it because I want to educate people, I want to be makariv people, right? But maybe they're more interested in the fact that it's a co-ed organization than they're interested in teaching Torah, right? If you ask them on the surface, why did you get involved with that organization? I got involved because I want to inspire Jews. Beautiful. And it's true, they want to inspire Jews. But in that same sentence that's saying, you know, open yourself up and be inviting and be welcoming, Chazal warn you, but make sure you're doing it for the right reason. Make sure you're doing it for truly holy reasons and not, God forbid, with some ulterior motive. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, it's true, on the surface, Lod was moving to Sodom for a very innocent reason. But just like Torah has many, many layers to it, sometimes it's pshat, sometimes it's remez, drush, and so too within a person, there are layers to a person. And this Vart reminds us of sort of the opposite. Until now we've been learning that, you know, pshat is you're good, and not only you're good, you're great. You're great, you're the best. Not only you're the best, you're the greatest of all time, right? Pshat, remez, drush. But now we're being reminded that sometimes there's elements of my soul, there's parts of the Torah that talk about very negative things. It's Torah, right? But when the Torah talks about a malik, right, that means there's a part of my soul that's also a malik. There's a part of my soul that's paro. There's a part of my soul that is the Jewish people making a cheda egel. That's also part of my story. And it can get really complicated sometimes. And to work through, again, that sugya that is the soul is very, very complicated. It's not one-dimensional. We have to know that in a very deep way. The Torah is compared to a song. Kisru lachem es hashira hazos. In Parshas Vayelech, when it tells us about the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, which is a mitzvah incumbent upon every one of us, to write a Sefer Torah. So you got to think about, well, how am I going to do that mitzvah? Am I going to write a Sefer Torah one day? Am I going to purchase a Sefer Torah? Some say that buying svarim is sort of a kiyum of writing a Sefer Torah. Va'ata kisru lachem es hashira hazos. When the Torah tells us to write a Sefer Torah, it presents it as what? Writing the song that is Torah. Why is Torah called a song? Why is Torah called a song? And furthermore, what song is being written? What comes right after Vayelech? Parshas Ha'azinu, Shiras Ha'azinu. Hazinu is actually a song. So what's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to write the whole Sefer Torah? Or is the mitzvah to write just Parshas Ha'azinu? What do you think? From a simple read of the pasuk, it sounds like you should just write Parshas Ha'azinu. But that's not true. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sefer Torah, that mitzvah saseh al kol ish v'ish miyisrael lichtov sefer Torah la'atzmo. Every single Jew has an obligation to write an entire sefer Torah. Shenemar va'ata kisvu lachem es hashira. Because the Torah says you should write the song. And the Rambam explains, you're not allowed to just write one section of the Torah. So if the Torah commands me, listen to this logic. If the Torah commands me to write one section, it must mean the Torah commands me to write the whole Torah. Because you're not allowed to just write one section. Klomar, kisvu lachem Torah, write the whole Torah, sheyesh bashiva zo, that contains within it the song of Parshas Ha'azinu. Lefisha ein kos venesa Torah parshios parshios. So in other words, what this pasuk is actually saying is that the entire Torah is called a song. Why is the Torah called a song? What's the nature of a song? What's the difference between poetry and prose? Let's say I gave you a piece of poetry, right? Joey, I gave you a piece of poetry and I said, you know, tell me, what do you think about this poem, right? And Joey gives a nice shot, a beautiful interpretation of the poem, right? And then I say, you know, Dovi, tell me, what do you think of this poem? Dovi, oh, that's how you read it, Joey? I had a totally different interpretation of this poem, right? Poetry or songs can sometimes be understood in a lot of different ways. Prose, if I write an essay, what I say is what I mean. Poetry, sometimes the artistic style of a poet, or I paint a painting, right? In the world of the arts, I paint the painting and I say, what do you see? And you say, I see a black dot on a white canvas. Someone else says, what do you see? I see the universe. Wow, it's very deep. What do you see? Right? I see the human eye. I see the dot in the eye, right? In the person's eye. There's all sorts of things that a person can interpret. So the Netziv of Elazhin, the Halakhic Netziv, he writes in his Hakdama to the Hamek Davar, he says, the Torah is compared to a song because a song has many, many interpretations. And by calling the Torah a song and thinking about the fact that the greatest Torah of all is you, is your neshama, you are the Torah, Just like a song has many interpretations. One person could think it's a song of hope. Another person could listen to the same song and say, that song gets me so down. It's such a sad song. It's a song of despair. Another person hears something else in the song. Some songs that give me the biggest chizik are the most depressing song. I like sad music. I like depressing music. I don't know. Ashi, what kind of music do you like? I like sad songs. Sad songs, right? Sad songs sometimes speak to me in such a deep way, and that gives me chizik. For someone else, like, you like that kind of song? That gets me so down when I listen to that song. So the Torah is compared to a song. Because just like a song has many interpretations, the soul of a person has many, many different interpretations. And sometimes you're just not sure, how do I even find the Torah in this person? When you walk down the street and you walk past a guy who hardly knows he's Jewish, let's say you know this guy is Jewish. Let's say you know he's Jewish because he came to synagogue on Yom Kippur. Right? And he put on a little paper yarmulke on his head. So you know the guy is Jewish. But you know he's not connected. He's not affiliated at all. And you look at that Jew. How does the Baal Shem Tov want you to see that Jew? The Baal Shem Tov didn't say tzaddikim are all Torah. The Baal Shem Tov didn't say talmidei chachamim are Torah. The Baal Shem Tov said kol ha'adam b'fnei atzma hu Torah shlema ruchanis. Every Jew is a whole Torah. So chever, you see this guy walking down the street, right? He doesn't have a yarmulke on his head. Or maybe you see him driving his car on Shabbos. Or maybe you see him sitting in a non-kosher restaurant. And you ask yourself, this guy is a Sefer Torah? No? What do you do with such a person? You know what you do? He's a tough sugya. If you're learning Maseches Megillah, it's a little easier than if you're learning Maseches Yevamos. No? There are easier sugyas and there are harder sugyas in Shas. So the same thing is true. Every Jew is a sugya. My brother likes to quote this teaching from the Belzer Rebbe. Rav Yehoshua of Belz used to love learning Derech HaPilpul. He loved learning Torah in a very deeply analytical way. You know why? It wasn't because he was a super genius, which he was. You know why he loved challenging his mind to stretch the sugya this way and that way? You know why? Rav Yehoshua of Belz said it had nothing to do with the page of Gemara in front of him. It had to do with that Jew sitting in the non-kosher restaurant. Ki lif'amim tzarech lelamid zchus al Yehudi. Sometimes you see a Jew and you ask yourself, even on a pshat level, this guy's not a Jew. This doesn't look anything like a Jew. Nothing about him is Jewish. And the only way to be malamed zchus on this Jew, to see the good in him, is to make a whole, you know, a whole sugya out of him. Right? You ask some questions on him. How is this a Jew? He doesn't keep Shabbos, he doesn't keep kosher. And then you say, but you gotta look deeper. Right? And you try to bring proofs, and you try to bring like this, like that. And then there's a stira. Right? But he comes to shul on Yom Kippur, so maybe that's a raya that he is a Jew. But right now he's eating a cheeseburger, that's a raya he's not a Jew. And you work through the sugya until you come away with the fact that not only is he a Jew, like much of a Jew, but certainly if we could penetrate the depths of his heart, we would know that he's mamish, a deep Jew. He's mamish, a deep Jew. And that's what the Baal Shem Tov is teaching us tonight. Every Jew is a whole sugya. Every Jew is a whole world of Torah. However, you know that in the Sefer Torah, sometimes there are big letters. You know that? Some letters are written big in the Torah. And sometimes there are letters that are written small in the Torah. You know that also? Some letters are written small. Right? There's even letters that are sometimes written broken in the Torah. Backwards nuns in the Torah. There's all sorts of... We have a Masorah of all sorts of unusual letters in the Torah. You know what the Baal Tanya said? The Alter Rebbe said? He said, there are big letters. There are small letters. There's a lot of average-sized letters. Right? The Baal Tanya, the Sefer Shalbeinonim. That's what the Tanya is. Right? There's a lot of different types of Jews. There are big Jews. There are small Jews. There are regular-sized Jews, there are backwards Jews, there are forwards Jews, there's all types of Jews. But they're all part of the Torah. Every single one of them is part of the Torah. Chevra, I want to conclude by asking us, where are we in the Torah? I asked you at the beginning, do you know where your letter is in the Torah? And the answer is, probably not. Maybe you feel connected to a particular pasuk or a mitzvah or whatever it is. Probably don't know exactly where we are in the Torah. But I want to show you two teachings from Rav Moshe Wolfson. Where Rav Moshe Wolfson says, I'll tell you where I think you might be. Chaver, we're the last generation before Mashiach comes. We're counting down. The days are numbered. The days are mamish numbered until Mashiach's arrival, Mirtz Hashem. So that means we're at the end of the Torah. If the Torah, so to speak, is creation, is the whole world, that means we're probably the end of the Torah. We're probably the last couple of psukim in the Torah. What do we know about the last couple of psukim in the Torah? The Gemara tells us that the last eight psukim in the Torah may not have been written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Or perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them with his tears, a strange Gemara in Bava Basra, describing the last eight verses of the Torah. Writes Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita in his Emunah Sitecha Parshas Vayechi, Kol dor yeshlo osiyosa b'sefer Torah. Every generation has its place in the Torah. The greatest Jews maybe are the Beis of Bereishis, are the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Where are we? Where are we in the Torah? Ikvus of the Mashiach, the last generation before Mashiach's arrival. Oz nishamos hadoros mushrashim ba'osios shel vayichi Yaakov. Maybe, you know where we are? Maybe we're in Parshas Vayichi. Maybe we're in Vayichi Yaakov. Parshas Vayichi, Rashi tells us, is a Parsha Stuma. The Parsha's closed up. It says, Klal Yisrael enters Mitzrayim. It's a generation that feels trapped. It's a dor shel min ha-meitzar. That's where Wolfson writes in Parshas Vayichi. In another place, he says, maybe we're the psukim of Amalek. The ones who are what? The ones who are being attacked by Amalek. The weaklings, as the Torah calls them. Maybe that's who we are. But then Rav Wolfson writes in his writings on Purim, he says, but maybe we're those last eight psukim that I was just describing. Maybe the psukim that described the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. A fear of the death of Torah itself. Are we the generation that's going to bring Mashiach? Or are we the generation that's going to fall apart and lose the Torah completely? Writes Rav Moshe Wolfson, V'yitachin lomar, she'osa nishamos hapchusos she'bechol dor, she'anan polta, that the lowly souls of every generation that got kicked out of the Anan HaKavod, and the door of the Ikvas of the Mashiach, that's us, the end of days. We're living in tough times. Heimachuzim ba'osim shmona psukim shebesof haTorah. We're the last eight psukim of the Torah. The psukim that describe the painful death of Moshe Rabbeinu. What's going to be without a Moshe Rabbeinu? Things are falling apart. Uv meseches bava basra. There's a machlokas about these psukim. One opinion, like I told you, is Moshe wrote them with his tears. One opinion is Moshe didn't even write them, Yeshua wrote them. V'yesh lomar al derech hamalitza, we can explain on a deeper level. She'eila ha'nishamos heim shal achris hayamim. That these last days psukim represent the Jews at the end of days. Uvam niskaim. And what are the psukim at the end of the Torah about? A time when Hashem is going to turn his back from us. A time where there's going to be hester panim. A time that's going to be so frightful that all sorts of terrible things are going to befall the Jewish people at the end of days. And Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, is crying as he's writing those psukim because he knows we're going to go through tough times. He's going to see Jews struggling. And Moshe Rabbeinu is crying as he writes those psukim. But yet, those psukim are also the ones that we celebrate on Simchas Torah as we finish the Sefer Torah. On the one hand, maybe on the surface, we're like that pilpul that Rav Sheila Belzer is trying to work out, you know, trying to figure out, how is this guy even Jewish? But if you learn the sugya deep, you'll see that what? That you're wrapping up, you're the final generation, putting the final touches on the Torah, to make the Sefer Torah complete. So, Chevra, I want to end with the halacha, the final source. And it worked out beautifully. I didn't actually plan it this way, and then I noticed it as I was about to print the source sheet. I said, hey, 22 sources corresponding to the 22 letters of the Aleph Pis. So it worked out very nicely. Aleph through Tav, 22 letters. The Teferet Shlomo, the Heilige Teferet Shlomo of Radomsk, who died in 1866. We don't think about it enough. We don't think about enough what was happening like in the... Like, 1866, oh yeah, I know what that is. That's the year the Chidush HaRim died. That's the year the Teferet Shlomo died. There was another tzaddik, I can't remember who, another big tzaddik. Another big Rebbe died in 1866. However, just like, remind yourself that the Civil War was like wrapping up at the time, you know? It's like... totally different worlds colliding. I don't know. Whenever I remind myself of like what was happening by the Ger Rebbe or by the Radomsky Rebbe and what was happening in America at the time, it's like not much different planets. Okay. But the Teferet Shlomo writes in Parshas Beshalach. And the context is Amalek. It doesn't matter what the full context is right now. We're not going to see the whole thing. But he quotes a pasuk at the beginning of Chumash. Zeh Sefer told us Adam. Zeh Sefer told us Adam. As we introduce those psukim that describe what? That describe the lineage of Adam, from Adam to Noach. Ze Sefer told us Adam. Chaver, every person is a Sefer. The story of your life is a Sefer Torah. Ratzolomar ki told us Adam hu kamo Sefer. The story of your life is a Sefer Torah. And who's writing the Sefer Torah? It's a Sefer Torah that's being written in Shemayim. V'zeu Sefer divrei hayamim asher nekram lifnei melech malchei emlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Torah that Hashem reads out of in Shemayim. And a person needs to what? A person needs to take his life seriously to constantly make his Torah more beautiful. That the Torah should be written with the most beautiful letters in the world. And says the Rebbe of Radomsk, the first Rebbe of Radomsk, he says, the Gemara says there's a halacha. Hamishaya sefer she'eno muga b'soch beso. If a person keeps a sefer in his house that is not muga, that has not been checked for mistakes, About such a person, we say, Al tashkein ba'olecha avla. Don't allow evil to dwell in your midst. If you have a sefer in your home and it has mistakes in it, it could lead you to heresy. Right? Your sefer Torah says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Acher instead of Hashem Echad, that's kfira. So you're not allowed to keep a sefer in your house, a sefer Torah in your house, unless it's been properly checked. Chavra, what is the mussar for us to end tonight's shir? Sefer she'ena muga. You know what a sefer that's not checked? Is a Jew who hasn't learned himself seriously. Hu adam ba'atzmo. It's referring to a person himself. Ki keinu alimud Torah tzarcha adam lis'or b'tshuva. When you learn, you have to learn yourself, and you have to say, wow, there's certain psukim in the Torah that I'm great at, and there's other psukim at the Torah that I'm a rasha in. I need to fix. The letters are falling apart. The Torah is not a kosher sefer Torah. But a person has to work over the course of a lifetime to be what the Baal Shem Tov told us, to be a sefer Torah ruchanis, a full sefer Torah, a sefer shlema. Every person is a sefer shlema. Find that letter and find your way out into the entirety of the Torah. So I'll end with a story. Since I mentioned the Netziv before, I'll mention a story about the Netziv. Rav Asher Bergman wrote a sefer called Shimush Chachamim. He tells a beautiful story about the Netziv. He said one time the Netziv was taking the Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh. And he was making his way to the Bima. And he tripped. And he fell to the floor. And the Sefer Torah that he was carrying in his hand flew out of his hand and landed on the ground. Lo aleinu. Imagine. And the Netziv himself, he tripped over that bench and he landed on the floor. Imagine the Rosh Hashiva of Volozhin, the Heilige Netziv, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. He's lying on the floor. The Sefer Torah is sprawled out on the floor. No? Who do you pick up first? Who do you help off the floor first? Rav Yitzchak of Volozhin, Rav Itzel of Volozhiner, the son of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, who was standing right next to the Bima, he jumped up, he gave a clap on the Bima. He said, first pick up her shleib. First pick up the Netziv, and then pick up the Sefer Torah. Why? Because the Netziv was mamish, a living Sefer Torah. He's more important than the actual parchment with the black letters on it. Pick up the living Sefer Torah first. Chevra, you read a story like that, you say, for a tzaddik like the Netziv. But next time you see a Jew who's a difficult sugya, remind yourself, it's a Sefer Torah lying on the floor. A Jew who's not being true to his letters in the Torah is like a Sefer Torah lying on the floor. You should be crying to run over to pick that Sefer Torah up off the floor and to say, Hashem, I'm so sorry that I allowed myself to be a Sefer Torah lying on the floor. When I do an Avera, I'm throwing a Sefer Torah on the ground. If I see another, do something to help every Jew to realize he's a Torah Shlema Ruchanis. Okay, so it's mamish, I think, again, I mean, that's what these 10 principles are, these Yesodos and the Baal Shem Tov. But it's the way the Baal Shem Tov wanted us to see ourselves, to see other Jews, to understand the depth of the Jewish soul, to believe that, yes, there's a Sod, to understand that there's a Pshat, even when it looks like there's not even a Pshat, there's definitely a Pshat, there's a Remez, there's a Drush, there's a Sod. And Amir Tzashem, we should all be Zochet to be true to our letters and to become living, mamish, living Sefer Torah. Okay, Shkaya Chevra, thanks for being here. Hope you enjoyed.